Om Shanti, and a very warm welcome to everyone here. It's good to see you all back in Madhuban for our first session, which was with Sharona Ben from Israel. She is a deep yogi soul, has spent much time meditating, contemplating, and having started off in Boston, she was then moved to Israel and accepted that post in Israel and has served in Israel with a lot of success. And there are many powerful Israeli souls who have emerged from Sharona Ben's service there. So we welcome her to a very unique program this morning. So welcome, Sharona. Lovely to have you with us.
Thank you, Sharona Ben. I also warmly welcome everyone to Madhuban, your home. How many arrived in the last day or two? All right, so most of you. Hope you're settling in okay. And Sudesh Didi, who's now in charge of the whole campus, she's warmly opened her doors every morning. If you want a little chat, if you have a question, either as a group or an individual, you can go there. So it really begins to feel like home and family. This is a series called Soul Cinema, because I'm sure you would have seen some movies sometimes or some videos which on the surface are entertaining, but as you think about them you realize that there's some deep spiritual significance that maybe even the creators weren't aware of. So Soul Cinema is a chance to go deeper into Gyan through the lens of these different videos. And the theme for today is keeping it easy, as in easy Raja Yoga. So to start with, could I ask you to just reflect for a few minutes on two questions. Number one, can you identify a short-term aim that you have for yourself? Short-term aim, not long-term. Long-term means I want to become pure. I want to be Bab Saman. That has to be broken down into some aim or another, maybe for the week, maybe for the day or the month. Might be a quality, it might be a virtue. Put it in the positive. Not, I don't want to get angry anymore. No. Rather, I want to stay more calm in my everyday interaction. So, in the positive, short-term aim. And, secondly, what is the easy way to reach that short-term aim? According to your own experience, what's the short-term aim? Or sorry, what's the easy way you work with to reach that aim? So I'll give you a few minutes to reflect. So the second question is, how to reach that aim easily? What makes this easy Raja Yoga, according to your own experience? Brother, I wonder if we could get a little bit of air here. It seems the air is a bit heavy and stuck. I don't know which brother it is. Yeah, there he is. He's turning on something. There we go. I'm okay up here. I think it's back there a little bit. Okay, can I hear from someone as to not what is your short-term aim, but what method do you use to reach your aim easily? Can I hear from someone? And we need the mic. Shunaben, are you moving around with the mic? Unless you can really shout. Yeah, it would just be a few words in essence. We need the mic. If there's a brother there. If you can stand up and shout, that might work too. Do you think that works? Yeah, and you can fix that one in the meantime, because I don't want to lose time having people come up to
me. Om Shanti, I was thinking just to do it from the heart, not because Baba asked me to, not because I should do it.
Nice, thank you. Anyone else? Just short and sweet. Yeah. Short and sweet.
Okay.
Just one yukti to keep it easy.
My aim is to speak in soul consciousness. So before speaking, don't be exciting about the idea of speaking. Reflect before to be sure to be without desires and to be totally peaceful before speaking and to be sure to be soul conscious before speaking.
Wow. Now, Michelle is a very old BK, and I'm sure he can do this. But I don't know if for the rest of us that's easy. Anyone else? What is your method to work towards that aim? What makes it easy? Anyone else? Yeah, you'll have to come up unless you can shout really loud. Okay, that's clear. Put a stop to negative thoughts. That's so nice. Very nice. Anyone else? One more? Yes. Very nice. Remind myself that I am playing a game and I am an actor. So we have methods. We have methods, don't we? Okay. So, let's stop here, and, yeah, we just got the ball rolling there, and let's see if we can get some more ideas by watching these two very short videos. So, I will see if I can manage it. If I can't, somebody's got to help me. I think, yeah, we need to close these lights and get a better picture. So somebody who knows... Yeah, well, let's see what we can do. But I need somebody who knows to do this computer. I don't know where our brother is. So we can get a full screen and a better picture. I know it's possible because often as not, it starts out this way, but then we make it better. We want a big screen. Susan says she can help. And a clearer picture. We need a better picture, and if one of the brothers knows how to do that, this usually happens. I don't know why. We start off with really poor. We have to change the setting of the projector, apparently. Okay. Yeah, big screen, but also quality. Where's our brother? Yeah, sorry about that. No matter how much we prepare, it still ends like this. You can't really see that at all, can you? Can't do a soul cinema without the cinema. Blackboard seemed to be the best, but now, yeah, I don't know. That was your first video. No lights are needed. The idea is there are players and they are doing things. There are also things, but they are symbolic. It's all symbolic. So take a few moments and just identify for yourself the players, what they're doing, anything else you see there, and what's the symbolism. This is just for yourself. Make a note. You want to see it again? You want to see it again? Okay, so that's video one. Take a few minutes and identify the players or the things and what might they symbolize in terms of a spiritual message. A few minutes, this is just for yourself. Okay? So, for example, what did you see? Who are the players? Father and the child, obviously. Mm-hmm. What might the child represent, symbolize? I'm sorry? Innocence? Sleepy?
represent, symbolic? Pure love, sorry? Purity, okay. Need protection. Where are you in this little video? Who are you in this video? Maybe the child. So looking for significance, symbolism, meaning. Okay, we're going to see the second one and do the same thing. Okay, same thing. We have players. We have things going on. So again, check it. And what is the symbolism? Okay. So we see it one more time?
She will get it right from the beginning. Yeah.
And we get it right from the beginning. I don't know if our light person is still there. But anyway, check your notes for players, roles, symbolism. And the final question is, which of the two videos represents easier Raja Yoga? And why? Which of the two videos represents easier Raja Yoga and why? If we can have lights. So you're thinking, making notes, and know why. We get some lights. So what do we see in this second video? Just the players. Who are they? There's a child and also the father. There's the father and also there's other children. What are they doing? Yeah, they're playing, it's called in English hula hoop. They're playing the hula hoop. Yeah. Good. So which of the two videos represents easy Raja Yoga and why? Can we get some light? And if you're finished processing these two, if you could just turn to someone else, be a small group of three, if possible, and share your answer. In other words, why did you choose one or the other to be symbolic of easy Raja Yoga? We still need some lights. We're getting there, I'm sure. So small groups of three.
Надежда, просто скажите свое мнение. На каком видео вам показалась изображена более легкая раджа-йога, на первом или на втором? И почему? А Светлана вам скажет свое мнение.
One more house light would be good. Not on the stage, but in the house could be good. Otherwise, it's already looking pretty good. Yeah, I think that's all right. But we will be seeing the videos again, so we need to know what to turn off, what to turn on, okay? We're not seeing them now, but... Would you like to see it again? Would you like to see them again? No. You got it? You need more what? Michelle, I couldn't hear you. Someone perform in life. Okay. So, which one is easier and why? Would somebody like to share? And we need the moving mic. Where is it? Yeah. Shunaban, where's that moving mic? Is it on? Which one symbolizes easy Raj Yoga more than the other, and why? Once again, no mic. Yeah, Suma, can you see about loud? It's not very loud. Okay, so we don't hear her at all. Is that on? There we go. There's a little bit.
Representing easy Raj Yoga because Raj Yoga is about effort.
And the second
picture, the effort is really because the girl, she tries to make effort and she need to labor a lot to give the success. And if the father help, then the effort is become very easy without labor, and success is guaranteed. And that's why others also cooperate, and they are happy, the companions.
So you think that it's the second video, which is easier Raj Yoga?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, yeah. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Sister? Okay, that's good. Shumaben, can you work the microphone? Thank you.
First, we thought that second video, because there is an aim is achieved and there is some success, but on the other hand, girl make her efforts and the father is someone at her back. And on the first video, the main effort of a boy is to find the father's hand and stay with close to the father. So now we think that the first video better represents easy Raj Yoga because the main effort is to stay with the father.
Yes. That's pretty nice. Anyone else? Yes. We have, yeah.
Our group discussed a lot, and we have a very nice point to share.
Closer to the mic.
Okay. Yeah, the second video, we think this is very a good example for Baba.
You mean the hula hoop?
Yeah, hula hoop one. Because when we have Baba, it means that although we cannot make it possible, but Baba makes it possible. And Baba in Cognito, he did not get any name or fame from the people, but the child of God, we get the applause from the friends that we can see from the video. And also, for have some points to share. And,
Yeah, I think that the father is representing Baba is Karan Karavanha, and you are the instrument that go on the stage, right? You cannot do anything possible in that time, but Baba can help you, and also the service companions also cheer up and make it better. Yeah, I feel like that.
Thank you. Very nice. Anyone else? The first boy, the first video, Sleepy Boy, or the second one, the Hula Hoop Girl? Yeah.
I'm probably going to repeat the same thing. It's the second video, because I think Baba's invisible hand is there. Encouragement is there. And that's what we do not realize, so we have to keep going.
We have to keep going because his hand is invisible. Mm. Anyone else? Okay, so, oh, was that a hand up? No, yes, okay. So, let's take a look at it a little bit. Would you say that in both videos there's success? How many say in both videos there's success? And some say there isn't success. Some believe there is not success in one of the videos. It's number-wise success. Number-wise success. Can you explain that, Michelle? Yeah, I think you should take the mic. Yeah. Shuna Ben. Number-wise success.
Yeah, it's number-wise because everything is number-wise anyway. First of all.
Okay. Anybody else feel?
I haven't finished.
Oh.
But just to make sure that he's number-wise. And secondly, is because the second video is more dynamic, practice and happiness. The second one is more affection, peace and protection. So it's all quality. So both of them feel good, but it's different level of goodness.
Oh, okay.
So thank you, number-wise.
Okay. Yeah, we have a hand way back there, Shuna Ben. Somebody feel one of the videos was not an example of success. Yes.
See, in both there is success. The first one, I think, there are those that they go to Paramdham because Baba tries to feed them, but they go to sleep. And the second one, they try out, they feel the effort, I mean, they feel the help from Baba and they get success. So the second one represents for me golden age.
Okay, so the first one is not a success. The father is trying to feed the child and the child goes to sleep. Not successful. Yeah, anyone else feels it's not necessarily success? Susan, you wanted to say something?
It's just that, you know, if you're doing, think you're doing something and someone else is actually doing it, then when they go away ultimately, unless it's God, you know, then you're not going to be, it's like deception. So I saw that as, you know, beautiful support and how the kids were also supporting that little girl, but also a little bit deceptive that she thinks that she's doing it herself and one day she's going to wake up to the cold reality that it wasn't her that was doing it.
Interesting. Not successful because there was dependency and could be ultimate deception. Are we deceived by Baba's help? Sister?
Just a degree of success could be evident success and the degree of evidence. In the first picture, the success is evident because society is there, because success connected with society, not with private life so much. But here, evidence is more... more
how to say, clear.
So what are you saying? There, which one is not successful?
No, the degree of success of the first picture is less in comparison to the second one.
Okay. Right. Yeah, got it. Okay. Shunaben? Yeah, she'll work the microphone. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you. Maybe the second one a little bit less success, because the child is not aware that Baba is supporting, but in the first is really holding the hand and no worry. Baba is there, and I just have to, rest in peace on the hand. So I am doing this effort to hold the hand. The second one, I'm not very much aware that Baba is there, and maybe I think I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm the one.
Yeah, like Susan.
And I don't see that Baba is the one.
Right. Okay. We've got one more from Michelle. And then I'll also share a few thoughts.
Well, I have another version of what you say. It's because, yes, the child is not aware that, okay, let's say God is helping, but the child will do again, and as long as the child cannot do by himself, God will help, and when the child will do it by himself, God will watch it.
Yeah. Was there anyone else? There's a hand there, Shunaben. All of this is about keeping it easy. We're exploring ways in which we can keep efforts easy. Yes, sister.
Actually, I think the second video is
not just close to your mouth.
I think the second video is, I can relate to success. Because success to me is doing right things at the right time. Oh. In the first video, they are sitting in a restaurant, actually. The child is supposed to eat there, but instead of eating, and the father is trying to feed the child, but the child is sleeping. So I don't feel there is any success there. But in the second video, it's a class, of course, a hula loop, and the child has to practice it, and she is doing it. And that's why the father helps the child also. So I feel the second video, I can relate to success more in a matter of things.
Interesting. So we're also exploring the definition of success here. Okay. Yeah. Anyone else before I share a few of my thoughts? Okay. This arm in the first video, it could symbolize what? What's another word that Baba uses maybe for that arm? Sustenance, support. Strength. Oh, strength. Nourishment. But you saw how that child interacted with that arm. He was uncomfortable. The little child was uncomfortable. No. Familiar and very comfortable. He was searching for that comfort, and he found it, right? So that arm might symbolize what? Baba's lap, Baba's heart throne, the ocean of peace, the ocean of love. And the child was just reaching for that and found it. So on one level, we can say there's success. Of course, I accept all the versions you were sharing, but just to keep heading in the direction of what can make our Brahman effort-making life easy, because Baba calls it easy Raja Yoga, right? Now, in the second video, was there success? I also see success in the sense that the child couldn't do what was asked of her to do, but then she persisted. Father came in and helped, and at least she believed that she was doing it. Now, there is some success going on there, because anything which increases our self-confidence, our self-respect, anything which uplifts us at a time of need is useful and successful. She took that help, and her self-confidence increased. So there was also success on a certain level. But that success in the second video is conditional. That success, upliftment, bit of self-confidence, bit of self-respect, it's based on one other thing. What is that? Somebody's saying the Father's help, but when do we get that help? She was crying. Is that when we get the Father's help, when we cry? She was ashamed. Is that when we get the Father's help, when we're ashamed? No. What did she do which allowed him to come in? She did try again, but very specifically, what did she do? She picked up that hoop, didn't she? It was on the ground. She was ashamed. She was feeling bad. That's not what called the Father's help. What called the Father's help is the fact that she picked up that hoop once again. In other words, Father responded with 1,000 steps of help because of her 1 step of courage. She didn't believe in herself. She felt ashamed, but she took her courage in hand and she picked up that hoop again. So this was success, but as some of you have mentioned, you have to have that courage. You have to take that first step of courage. So, for example, if your short-term aim is to speak more softly or be more accepting, more allowing, then if you're using the method of the hula hoop video, you have to take 1 step of courage. You have to either envision the person that you speak loudly to, you have to envision the person that you're not accepting, you're not allowing, and you have to create a different vision, and next time you're in front of that person, you have to have that determined thought. That's your 1 step of courage. It's a lot of different things to remember, and then Baba will help you. Because we don't want to fake it. We don't want one thing on the outside, sweet words, sweet tone, but inside I'm still angry. In the first video, the sleepy toddler, was there any condition? Was there any condition? Did that child have to do anything in order to enjoy that comfort and rest? Just to hold. How many things? There is no condition. No condition. How many things? Yes, there is a condition. What's the condition? To hold that hand, to reach for that hand. So, yes, there is a condition. Even though the child was doing something natural, he was naturally succumbing, if you know that word, giving in to a pull. He was giving in to a pull. But to feel that pull, I have to be soul conscious. So in the second video, the condition is I have to take a step of courage. And then Baba's help will be there. In the first video, I have to be soul conscious. Actually, soul consciousness is the easy method. In both of these situations, both of these videos, and this is what I'd like to propose. We can work on each and every vice. We can know and work on each and every virtue and quality. But honestly, at least according to my own journey these days, the easiest method of all is to put all my work, all my effort, all my attention on becoming the bodiless soul who has been adopted and belongs to the clan of Shiva. All the effort, I am a bodiless soul who's been adopted by Shiva, and I belong to the godly clan. Why do I say that is a place to put all my effort and all my attention? It's because, you know, Baba says it in different ways and almost in every Murli. But as I remember him, I am colored by his company. I'm sure you know how it's this dynamic in which, working the opposite side of the same coin, you see something about someone that you don't like. But you have to work with that person. And over enough time, you might end up with that same defect. Have you ever noticed that? You've noticed the defect in someone, and over time, working with them, being with them, you start picking it up, almost against your will. Because we are colored by the company we keep. Opposite side of the same coin. If I can be with Baba more, if I can expose myself to Baba, I'm colored. Which is another way of saying, he says it also, everything I am, everything I have, you are too. You have. Too. So it's about knowing myself through the Father. Knowing myself, not as I know myself, but knowing myself through the Father. If I spend time just looking at my own journey, I will see how patient Baba is, how humble Baba is, like in today's Murli, such a teacher. Such a teacher. And yet, he is so humble. So tolerant. What kind of sanskars did I bring in front of him when I first came to Baba? And how always there was a feeling of him accepting me, even of him allowing me to be as I feel I need to be. The time it takes to cultivate, grow the original sanskara. I came across an amazing definition of remembrance recently. It's from Sudeshdevi. She says remembrance means awakening the experience of that which belonged to you. In the golden and silver age, only those virtues and qualities belonged to me. Remembrance means awakening the experience of what belonged to you. And churning, actually, should connect us to that which belonged to me, those qualities and virtues.
and help me put them into practice, churning. The other thing she was saying, this was a class a long time ago, I was going through some old notes. She was saying that when the intellect is connected to Baba, which happens automatically in soul consciousness, when the intellect is connected to Baba, get this, in terms of easy effort, Baba switches on the virtues and the qualities. When the intellect is connected to Baba, Baba switches on the virtues and the qualities. This is something to experiment with. Say that again. Sister is asking the virtues of the self or the virtues of the soul? Source. Ah, no. This is my virtues. My virtues are switched on because do we understand that sanskaras don't change? Do you understand this? Sanskaras do not change. They get deactivated. Right? What has to change is our stage. And our stage changes according to how much my virtues and qualities get activated. I can do it the hard way. Lots and lots of churning, lots and lots of faking it till I make it. Or all attention on this awareness. I am bodiless, Baba said in a Murli once. It's amazing. Baba is amazed that the children who originally are bodiless are currently finding it so difficult while they're in a body to be bodiless. Originally, I am bodiless. This is a method, an effort. I am bodiless. In the body, making this body move. Karanhar, Karankaravanha. This wonderful experience, I am separate from the body. And then like Baba often instructs us, just my Baba, in a moment of challenge, you feel your reaction, that loud voice is about to come, that controlling behavior, not allowing behavior is about to come. My Baba, he's told us, just say it. Or sweet Baba. That's what I call reaching for his arm, his lap, the ocean. Because once we're connected, as I was saying, he turns it all on. It's an amazing experience. If you do this throughout the day, just keep practicing any of these three mantras, I can promise you, you will be looking around, feeling like Baba has. For no reason. You look around at the family, Brahmin family, you'll feel so much appreciation and even love. You'll feel so much acceptance for however, whatever, whoever. Just because of this dynamic. Easy Raj Yoga. Come into his lap. Be with him. Hold his hand. Consider yourself a soul and remember him alone. You know, it's very interesting because everybody's interested in this experience of belonging, because that's what we're talking about. The easy effort is to get yourself into that experience of belonging. Did that sleepy child have the experience of belonging?
Yes. He wouldn't have done that with a stranger's arm. He had rights. He felt belonging. So we're all interested in that. That helps us come in front of Baba with rights. Apparently, in the very beginning, Baba actually didn't use the word family. He used the word clan, that we all belong to the Brahmin clan. And somebody was recently sharing with me the difference, the root source of the two words, family and clan. Family, or I should say clan, has a code of conduct. Clan has a code of conduct. And if you do not accept the code of conduct, or if you don't measure up to the code of conduct, there are consequences. Family has no code of conduct, typically, and all sorts of defective behaviors are tolerated. In the name of, we are family. And all sorts of energy gets spent in attachments and commenting and correcting and criticizing because there isn't an established code of conduct which keeps everyone on track. Baba's first code of conduct, so we can feel belonging to this clan, is what? Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me. The other day, I got stuck with a challenge. And it's a challenge that I've been seeing for quite a while in my journey. And I came to Madhuban thinking, I've got to finish this. It has to happen. And I was in front of that challenge because the old sanskar was coming up on me, in me. So I had to fight it. I had to do something. What I did, actually, was I picked up paper and pencil, which was the first act of courage, and I started writing to Baba. And I wrote as a conversation. First I was writing, and then I imagined. First thing that came into my head, I just imagined that that was Baba. It is or it isn't, but with this little exercise, you definitely end up with some new perspective. By the time I finished that letter, I had so many insights about what was going on. But the best thing is, without any more effort on my part, just that first step of courage, I was up, I was out, and the challenge was gone. Challenge was gone. Extra power from Baba. So, I would like to say that I also think that success or easy Raj Yoga is kind of number wise. We need to start with that first step of courage. But then we need to really acknowledge the help. How much Baba is available. How much that lap is just waiting. How much that ocean is just wanting me to come into it, merge. Because when we have enough examples of that, enough proof of that, then we don't even think about a step of courage. We just think about getting ourselves onto his lap. And enough times doing that, everything starts becoming possible, impossible to possible, and the stage really elevates. I always, or recently I've been talking a lot about how you extract alloy from gold. You might have heard me talk about this on other sessions. Actually, how do they extract alloy from gold? They don't. How many have heard me talk about this? alloy is not extracted from gold. They focus on the gold. They extract the gold from the alloy. You understand the difference? They extract the gold from the alloy. Again, an invitation to focus on my virtues, my qualities, in these different ways that I've been sharing. But I heard another analogy recently, which I also like very much. Supposing you're making ice cubes. The water's on, and you're filling the ice cube tray. And your diamond ring falls into it. Your diamond ring falls into it. Or, if it's not a diamond, your gold ring falls into it, and you don't notice. And you put it into the freezer. Afterwards, you notice your ring is gone. You have the thought, maybe. You pull out the ice cube tray and you see it's there. How to rescue your ring? You can take a hammer, smash the ice, or you can just put the ice cube under warm water, or if you live in a country like mine, the sun, the heat will melt that ice and your ring will be back on your finger. In the same way, I think you understand the analogy. I can hack away at all the ice, all the vices which are adopted, which are acquired. Or I can just flood that embedded self with Baba's love, Baba's light, not even my own. Him. He has this complaint. You know, I was there in Diamond House when he spoke to Murli. And he's saying, children, you do not use me. You do not use me enough. So we have a few more minutes before we finish up. Anybody like to say anything or ask anything? Take a minute just to think about it. Yeah, Michelle?
The comment about the video, I will say the first one is the representation of child and father. The second one is the Sadguru with the followers.
That's interesting. We do need to churn. But churning doesn't need to be more than 15 minutes a day. Did you know that? The rest of the time, enjoy the company. Churning develops the conscience. And when the conscience is more developed, naturally, our dharana improves. Naturally. Especially if what we're churning is knowing myself through the Father and knowing Him as He is. He's so accepting, so am I. He's so soft-toned, so am I. Did you want to say something, Ben? 15 minutes a day is enough, actually. As Baba says, the rest of the time, it's remembrance. So, are we clear on the message? What makes it easy, Raja Yoga? Baba, right? And believing that his lap is for me. And that just by sitting in that lap, all powers, all qualities are activated. Then it's just up to me to experiment, try it. One step of courage doesn't hurt, but eventually it becomes quite natural. that little boy was eating. He was churning. But that moved into its next stage, which is what it needs to do. All churning has to put us in touch with those virtues and qualities, that experience of what belongs to me. Okay? Do you want to see the videos again? Somebody's very firm about that. How many would like to see it again? If there's ice cream or popcorn. How many don't want to see it again? Do not need to see it again. I don't know what that means. Okay, let's watch it again now that we have some deeper meaning. And then we'll take a few minutes of meditation. I noted one last thing which makes it easy also. Did you see it? Good company, right? Good company. The little girl with the hula hoop. Those around her came and applauded and loved her, and that also helps. Good company will often help make it easy. So thank you very much for being adventurous. And we'll just take a few minutes of meditation. Thanks, Ben. She's been sitting here all the time. Bye. Can we have that song? You're welcome. A few minutes of meditation. Listen closely to the words.